You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Last week, we talked to Rebecca Koffler, just getting some background on both Putin and Zelensky, also getting some background on the history between Russia and Ukraine, why Putin decided to invade when he did, why he did not do it under Trump, why he waited to do it under Biden, and also what his endgame is. What does he ultimately want from all of this? So that was the last episode. In this episode, we're going to talk to Rebecca about where this is heading. How close to a world war are we right now? What are her biggest concerns? We'll also get into China a little bit. She'll reveal something that honestly blew my mind. I think it will yours as well. And we'll discuss about this deepening relationship between Russia and China and what it means for our country and our future moving forward. Again, Rebecca Koffler is the author of Putin's Playbook. She is also a strategic military intelligence analyst who served as a Russian doctrine and strategy specialist in the Defense Intelligence Agency. So this is someone who has studied Russia throughout her career. This is what she knows. I hope you enjoy the second part with Rebecca Koffler. There were reports that we blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, not Russia. Do you think that's accurate?
No, I don't. That one, I disagree. So, in fact, I wrote a piece, which is basically my unclassified intelligence analysis on the Fox News website, top five reasons why Russia is behind the Nord Stream explosion. Just a couple of points on that, as it's consistent with Russian doctrine of strategic operation to defeat critical infrastructure of the adversary. The Russians had, and Putin had, the motivation to do it. The pipelines, neither Nord Stream 1, nor Nord Stream 2 were operational. They were not revenue producing at the time, right? Because the Russians refused to repair Nord Stream 1, claiming that sanctions are preventing them from getting necessary parts. Nord Stream 2 was never authorized. And so in their doctrinal documents, they actually explored similar types of operations. So I wrote it all up. Anybody can look it up. With regard to us, you know, the United States, yes, we do have, we're one of very few countries that have the capability to do it covertly, the way that it was done, but it's just not how we do business. At least in this particular, yes, we do, you know, all sorts of operations, but in this particular scenario, this would have been a covert operation which requires the authorization of the president. And look at, you know, Joe Biden was effectively paralyzed when he had to make the decision about shooting down the Chinese spy balloon. Can you imagine him actually authorizing the intelligence operation of that scale? And also, the operation had a very dramatic environmental consequences. And we just don't do business that way, Lisa. So that is not accurate. My assessment is that Russia is behind the Nord Stream explosions.
Interesting. You know, Joe Biden obviously had said that if Russia invades Ukraine, that he would end Nord Stream 2. And then Blinken, you know, essentially celebrated the destruction of the pipeline. So it just sort of, you know, raises suspicions with even the things they've said publicly.
Sure. No, I understand why. And the Russians definitely play up that narrative. But I think Joe Biden probably regrets what he said. I believe what he meant was a non-kinetic ways of eliminating, you know, the Nord Stream, which he did in a sense by having the Germans refuse to certify it. So it's not operational. So the result is the same, right? But I don't think President Biden meant kinetic strike on Nord Stream and elimination of it that way. But I can see how people, you know, would come to that conclusion.
You had said something earlier about, so you think that COVID was not an accidental lab leak. It was part of an intentional plan by China?
Yes, I do. I do. China has a doctrine of unrestricted warfare. Under that doctrine, there are several types of weapons that China considers soft weapons. And biological, you know, Chembio is under that bucket. The Wuhan Institute has participated in those programs for years. And in fact, we were funding the gain of, you know, function research that Dr. Fauci, you know, denied. And so it's going to, unfortunately, the intelligence community did not have the guts to come out and, you know, call China on it because, you know, sometimes there's, let's just say, not really collusion, but sometimes the intelligence community, especially the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence and its National Intelligence Council, in producing their analytic assessments, they use effectively the adversary. So they use some Chinese groups and so those Chinese, you know, so-called experts, they have the ability to put pressure on, not really put pressure, that may not be the right language, but to weigh in, right, and give their analysis. And so there was no political will to call out the Chinese program. And in fact, the intelligence community concealed from the oversight agencies, HPSI and CISI, you know, the intelligence committees both within Congress and the Senate, that COVID-19 was consistent with China's biological warfare doctrine. But I think now that some of the agencies did come out and said that the origins of COVID is actually a lab leak, it's just a matter of time before they acknowledge that where it's really coming from and how this whole thing fits into China's unrestricted warfare concept, which is targeting the United States. You know, China's and perceived adversary number one is U.S., and they don't conceal it, and they're developing all kinds of new operational concepts and in order to defeat us without actually going to war with us, is to defeat us internally from the inside with all sorts of things, you know, and COVID being just one of them.
Well, and of course, the concern there is we've seen Russia and China grow closer under the Biden administration, both diplomatically, economically. Russia and Iran have grown closer as well. How concerned should we be about these growing relationships and these dynamics that are unfolding?
We should be very concerned, Lisa, for several reasons. The most immediate reason is that Russia and China could challenge the United States into a two-theater war, right? What do I mean by that? You know, right now we have a war on the European continent between Russia and Ukraine that is on the brink of spilling out potentially into broader Europe if Russia perceives that, you know, we stop providing warplanes to Ukraine. So that, you know, is on the, that can come into play. And then China can decide, and in fact, she is already, you know, contemplating taking over Taiwan by military force instead of waiting to integrate it economically. And so if they synchronize their operations, it would put us really in a bind because we have provided so much weaponry to Ukraine that we are depleting our own weapons arsenal. The replacement times for some of the weaponry is 5 years for 155 millimeter ammo, 7 years for javelins, and 18 years, a whopping 18 years for stingers. And so our assessment right now is that if we were to come to Taiwan's rescue at this time, if China were to attack it, we would run out of weaponry in a matter of 1 to 2 weeks because we have depleted, you know, our coffers. And so Russia and China know that. And so that's how they can challenge us. From the long range standpoint, it's also a huge strategic threat, Russia-China cooperation. Because right now, you know, with the U.S. government using sanctions against Russia as a weapon, Russia has turned to China, right? And they're using a lot of transactions now in Chinese yuan. And they're also establishing an alternative to SWIFT, right? And in the long term, both countries are planning to de-dollarize their economy. And so that is eroding U.S. Dominance, economic dominance. We spent decades building this international financial architecture, right? And so all of a sudden, with the stroke of a pen, effectively, President Biden has signed a verdict, a death sentence, eventual death sentence to the Western financial architecture. And it's going to be replaced because with the Chinese one, because there are other dictators in the world, like look at, you know, Saudi Arabia. They are not exactly observers of human rights, and they're looking at what's going on with the sanctions regime, and they don't want to put all their eggs in the, you know, in the U.S. dollar basket. And they're going to use that system, which effectively will replace U.S. dollar as the premier currency of international exchange and international reserves.
Quick break. More on Russia and Ukraine.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are we still the world's leading superpower, or are those days over?
I believe we are. I mean, the United States, and here's why I say that. We have, what's a superpower, right? You include a military aspect, economic aspect, and influence, geopolitical influence, right? Militarily, we're still the top dog in the world, although Russia and China are considered to be near peer competitors. This is the official language of the Pentagon. China is increasingly developing very unique weaponry to include space weapons, to include hypersonics. China is also tripling its nuclear arsenal by 2035. Russia is also modernizing its nuclear arsenal and has other, you know, space types of weaponry that, you know, they're planning to use if a conflict were to break out between Russia and the U.S. So, but we're still the top dog, but they're inching up, really. In terms of economy, yes, we're still the top dog, but we have a $31 trillion debt, and so we're not using our money effectively. But from geopolitical standpoint, I think that's our weakest point, geopolitical influence, because as you said earlier, nobody's afraid of us, you know, anymore. It's because we're not backing up our words with actions, and we just have a president who's perceived to be as weak based on not only on his cognitive profile, on his behavior, but on how he is unable to handle crisis in the world.
How significant was the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan in feeding those perceptions of weakness?
Very significant. It emboldened Putin and it emboldened Xi Jinping. In terms of Putin's decision calculus, he saw that we do not have the stamina to basically come through on achieving our goals, right? And also, we had unachievable goals that we were pursuing. So that was from the sort of the optics standpoint, but then there was also practical standpoint. We gifted billions of dollars worth of high-tech, top-secret weaponry to Taliban, effectively, and Putin is in negotiations with Taliban to get his hands on some of those weaponries. So that played in, that withdrawal definitely played into his decision-making. And the same for China. So they know that we don't have a clear, you know, strategy for victory, that we keep, like, expanding the scope when we go into a combat theater. We don't just, you know, achieve the goal and get out as we did, you know, in Afghanistan, because remember our, you know, CIA and special forces, they did the job pretty quickly. That would have been, you know, in a matter of 12 to 18 months, and that would have been a good time to get out. But no, we kept, you know, doing it. And that's a good way the Russians and the Chinese think to exhaust our weapons arsenal and erode our combat readiness. And in fact, that's what China is planning to do. That's the balloons, they just demonstrate. It wasn't a balloon. It was also a concept of operation. We used a $400,000 worth of missile to shoot down a cheap, you know, relatively cheap, that is, balloon. And if the Chinese send 20 or 100 of those in the run-up to the conflict, that's how they exhaust our missile arsenal. That's how they tie up our intelligence resources, because we would be just really stretched thin. How do you identify, you know, those payloads and, you know, all those things we can talk about later if you need to. But these adversaries are constantly monitoring what we do, how we do it, why we do it, and how long it takes us to make those decisions, and who's in charge that's making those decisions.
How close to a world war are we right now?
Well, it depends. It depends on the actions of the Biden administration and Putin and Xi Jinping. Three people. Well, actually, Zelensky as well. Unfortunately, we outsourced our decision making on matters of strategic importance to Zelensky at this point, because we're letting him call the shots, no matter, you know, that we're funneling all that money to him. We're basically saying he has the right to dictate the terms of discourse, whether he's going to negotiate with Russia or not, what the victory is. But bottom line, the nuclear card could be played by Putin, here's the intelligence assessment, if Putin and his intelligence services determine that the United States is about to deploy forces into the theater or take other action that would dramatically flip the battlefield in Ukraine's favor, then he could detonate a tactical nuclear warhead in the theater, and that could cause a World War III. It's because we have satellite systems all over the world tracking nuclear detonation, right? We have sensors on our GPS. Now, many people know that, but we have nuclear sensors all over, and it's not just us. Ours is the most extensive, but obviously every country that possesses nuclear weapons has those. And once a nuclear strike is detected, nobody really knows, you know, how this is going to progress, because countries will react to this, because there's a lot of uncertainty in this conflict. And back in the intelligence community, we war gamed a lot of these things, specifically, you know, conflict with between Russia and the United States, you know, that would grow out of a similar scenario that we're in right now with Ukraine. We simulated conflict with China, and a lot where we are now is firmly on the escalation ladder. And every single time it ended up, you know, during war gaming, either in a nuclear Armageddon or cyber or space Armageddon. And so, yes, I don't rule out the possibility of looking at what is happening right now. And it seems like none of these characters, you know, Biden regime, Putin regime, Zelensky, Xi, they are not anywhere close to like sitting down and talking about de-escalation. Biden has no exit strategy out of Ukraine. In fact, we're climbing, you know, higher and higher up the tree. And so the higher we climb up, the more difficult, you know, it's going to climb down. So it's, I see no cooler heads, you know, prevailing right now. And that's the time again, for people to really wake up and start putting pressure on our officials to start thinking rationally instead of like having all this wishful thinking, you know, let's let Ukraine win. Well, what does that mean, Ukraine win? Let's defeat Russia. Well, really? You think Putin is just going to sit and wait until he's defeated? Let's just, you know, all get, you know, a dose of reality and start thinking about things in a smart way.
You know, Rebecca, if I asked you every question I had, would be talking for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, I
wanted to make sure we get this in before we go. Your book, Putin's Playbook, people can, you know, find out a lot of what we discussed here, but a lot more as well. But there was an effort to try to shut your book down by the government. Talk about what people can get from your book and then also why there was an effort to try to shut it down.
Sure. In my book, I predicted this conflict, you know, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But I also laid out at the unclassified level, Putin's entire strategy, you know, what his goals are, how he's planning to achieve them. And there are several instruments, you know, to Russian, you know, statecraft. It's not just nuclear. It's not just military, but there's also like Star Wars strategy, cyber weapons strategy, how he infiltrates spies into the United States to try to destabilize the country from the inside. It talks about, you know, what happened in 2016 and the role of the Russians, as well as the role of the corrupt intelligence officials. So all of that is laid out. So every question is answered about Putin's mindset and Russia and how the Russians think and why Russia can never be America's friend. As a former intelligence officer, I had to submit my manuscript to my former agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and it had to be reviewed by both them and the CIA because I did some work for the National Clandestine Service as well. And so they reviewed it and they dragged on the review process. And also they claimed that there was classified information. There was no classified information in my book because, you know, I know I'm not a fool, right? I would have been in jail already if there were some. But they deemed classified such silly things. And as my personal opinion that CIA's cafeteria was better than DIA's. And in fact, I wrote a piece about that called Top Secret Vietnamese Soup, or Top Secret Soup in Town Hall, right? So it talks about that. But the real reason why they tried to silence me is because in my book, it exposed the incompetence of the intelligence community about Russia, about Putin, you know, and how they bungled the Russia threat because they diverted resources on the non-existent, you know, Trump-Russia collusion instead of actually tracking Russia's military modernization and Putin's plans and doctrine. And the Obama administration, remember at the time when he was criticizing Senator Romney, who said that Russia was the biggest geopolitical threat, Obama was pursuing the wishful thinking reset policy with Russia. He was very aware of the threat, right? And yet he didn't bother to develop a counter strategy. And now we're trying to come up with some magic bullet, you know, how can we defeat Putin? And so these are the reasons why the intelligence community tried to silence my book, because they don't want the incompetence exposed. So that's why you will see some of these blackouts. But that's just what they do. You know, they use legitimate processes. They weaponize them against those with whom, you know, who try to blow the whistle on their lack of competence and lack of strategy to protect Americans from foreign threats.
All right. Well, Rebecca, you know, and I believe the Ukrainian people are fighting for their freedom. I don't trust Zelensky's intention and if he's, you know, telling this truth. But Rebecca Koffler, this has been a fascinating conversation. I really appreciate your time. I've taken up a lot of it. I'm sorry. I just had so many questions for you. I so appreciate your time. And everyone go check out Putin's Playbook, Rebecca's book.
Of course. Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be here with you and your listeners. And I hope you guys learned a lot.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Rebecca Koffler. Again, she's out with a new book, Putin's Playbook. It's hard to get to the truth with all of this, but I think it's important to just bring different perspectives, talk to different people. You know, we've talked to Mike Pompeo, talking to someone like Rebecca Koffler, who obviously has a different point of view in all of this, but also someone who has studied this, who studied Russia, who has studied Putin. She knows what she's talking about. So in all of this, you figure out what you believe, and we'll continue to work to try to get to the truth on these issues and so much more on The Truth with Lisa Booth. And I hope you listen every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. Also, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I love looking at those, looking at the ratings as well, seeing what you have to say. I want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting this together. Until next time.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.